Corporate Governance Code to Guide Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, MSMEs, was recently developed and launched by the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ. The Corporate Governance Code for MSMEs, the first of its kind in Jamaica and the Caribbean region, was developed by the PSOJ Corporate Governance Committee through $1.73 million in financial support from the Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ. Its overall objective is to provide appropriate guidelines for MSMEs in the local market, consistent with international best practices, enhance MSMEs' business governance systems, strengthen transparency, accountability, and efficiency in the sector, and enhance investment opportunities. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, in welcoming the launch of the document, said it is particularly appropriate at this time, considering the government's push to position the MSME sector for sustained growth and global competitiveness.
Corporate governance is not only necessary for encouraging socially responsible behavior among our MSMEs, it is also an essential building block of a stable economy. So we see this launch in the wider context of the business reforms we have implemented and the continuing efforts by the government to provide support to the MSME sector.
Minister Hilton is confident that this intervention by the PSOJ will positively impact the contribution of the MSME sector to the country's gross domestic product and to employment.
With its acceptance and adoption, I am sure that this code will be a major catalyst for the development and deepening of the formalized private sector while supporting innovation, competitiveness, wealth creation, and social stability in our country.
He says the code has the potential to enhance access to credit for MSMEs, accelerate business growth, build resilience to fraud and theft, as well as reduce the risk of conflict among family members managing a business. Chairman of the PSOJ, William Mafood, says development of the document is aimed at increasing support to the MSME sector, which he describes as the engine of growth that Jamaica needs to further improvements in the economy. He expresses gratitude to the DBJ for its support and adds that the code signifies another step in the evolution of corporate governance standards in Jamaica.
It's important to create the ability for these small enterprises to be able to be banked, to be able to get access to credit. The MSME sector has to play a critical role in our economic and social development. However, we cannot encourage MSMEs without providing the needed capacity to grow the business.
The code received input from the DBJ, the MSME Alliance, and the Small Business Association of Jamaica. And as work continues to boost the MSME sector, Managing Director of the DBJ, Milverton Reynolds, says the DBJ is partnering with the PSOJ for the management of the DBJ's Voucher for Technical Assistance, VTA, program. The entities recently signed a memorandum of understanding to outline details of the arrangement, under which SMEs will be able to access a variety of business support services. Services under this agreement will begin in the first quarter of the 2016-2017 financial year. Mr. Reynolds points out that since May 2014, when the VTA program was launched, some 274 vouchers valued at over $50 million have been issued to 195 businesses. 56 of these are new enterprises, which started operations within the last 2 years. Support loans of $162 million and $258 million in investments were also issued under the program. Mr. Reynolds says the DBJ is eager to join with the PSOJ in providing other services to the business community.
We are particularly interested in the areas of access to low-cost funding, collateral, business support and technical assistance, equity financing, public-private partnerships and other forms of assistance to boost the growth of the MSME community.
Mr. Reynolds is confident that through public-private collaboration, options can be provided for the business class, which will further drive growth.
My journey as a foster child started at the age of 2 when I was living on the street because my mother became mentally ill. At times you feel a bit lonely, but thanks to the Child Development Agency's foster care program, I was able to overcome all of these.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.